אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Yeah, that's right. As everyone has learned of the horrible fires that started, it's still only spring, of course, in New South Wales and Queensland. There's 83 fires that were burning in New South Wales. More than 300 homes had been destroyed, and three people tragically lost their lives. And in Queensland, there's another 60 bushfires burning. We found out about some Jewish families that are affected. There's Karen Adler, who's a mother of three, who moved to Hewenbrook in northeastern New South Wales. She only moved there with her family this January. She got woken up at 3 a.m. last Sunday, hearing this gale force wind and seeing in the distance this glow. She had to evacuate immediately with her neighbors, and they actually had to be evacuated for more than a week because on the next Tuesday there was that catastrophic fire risk and total fire ban across the whole of New South Wales almost. So she couldn't return to her house for a whole week. And also there's David Schrader, who lives in Wauchope near Port Macquarie, and his home is just less than 100 metres from bushland, and he said the smoke was just horrific. He struggled to breathe at times. Rabbi Moshe Serebryansky is from Chabad in Byron, and he says the fires have been very unpredictable and scary, and lots of people are being evacuated.
There were bushfires near Malambimbi. There's a lot of very big Israeli community around Malambimbi and in Byron Bay. And I wonder if any of them were affected.
Good news is a lot of people are coming together, and there's been a lot of support shown by the Jewish community. Just some examples, the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies has launched a GoFundMe page to raise money to help those affected by the bushfires. The Chabad North Shore, meanwhile, has thrown open its doors in Sydney to anyone needing crisis accommodation. And Our Big Kitchen in Bondi has been cooking meals for volunteers in the field, and also some rescue personnel and workers at the New South Wales Ambulance Centre in Redfern.
And we are talking to Shane Dziatnik, Senior Journalist at Australian Jewish News, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia Broadcasting with Nitza Lowenstein. Shane, what was the reaction of the Australian Jewish community to the rockets attack on Israel from Gaza?
There was more than 300 rockets coming Israel's way, causing a lot of damage. And the president of the Zionist Federation of Australia, Jeremy Leibler, has said that any attack that deliberately targets civilians in Israel is a war crime. He said Palestinian groups in Gaza have unleashed this barrage against Israeli civilians in a flagrant violation of the laws of armed conflict, and they must be held to account. And he further warned against comparing the Israeli strike against Baha Abu al-Attar, who is the head of the Islamic Jihad in Gaza. He warned she shouldn't compare that with what Israel's reaction has been in response. He said the Israeli strike was a pinpoint attack designed to prevent Palestinian civilian casualties and also prevent future Israeli casualties as a result of Abu al-Attar's hands. The Palestinian response, he said, is designed to maximize Israeli civilian deaths and to bring about an Israeli response in a perverse attempt to engender Palestinian deaths. Listeners have probably seen on the news that there were more than 45 Israelis injured, including an 8-year-old girl in the city of Holon, which is within Tel Aviv, who was hospitalized in a serious condition. And you might have seen on the TV news this video of a rocket hitting directly the route, a major highway, Route 4, near the Gun Yavna Junction. Busy road, and it almost hit a car, and it injured a 35-year-old man.
And we're talking to Shane Dziatnik, Senior Journalist of the Australian Jewish News. And still in the Middle East, a very prominent political commentator, Ehud Ya'ari, visited Australia last week, and he warned the Jewish community that Iran is very close to have a war with Israel.
Yes, he said the Iranian effort to entrench themselves militarily and tie the noose, a ring of fire around the neck of Israel, he said, is slowly threatening to become a reality. He said Israel had managed to disrupt about 80% of what Iran has been trying to establish in Syria at the moment by more than 1,000 air raids. But he said despite the heavy blows, Iran would not give up, and the point would come, he said, when Israel will have to take more decisive action. And a fellow guest with him, Professor Boaz Ganor, who's an expert in counterterrorism, said after a decade of quiet for Israel in the region, we are very close to a war with Iran and its proxies.
We are talking to Shane Ziatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News. Shane, totally different topic. Auschwitz artifacts from inmates' possessions, including suitcases, glasses, are on display at the Sydney Jewish Museum.
Yeah, that's right. So it's quite rare to have these types of items on loan directly from the Auschwitz-Birkenau Memorial and Museum. All of these items, the 12 items, were discovered at Auschwitz after the camp's liberation in January 1945. They include inmates' possessions from suitcases and pairs of glasses to equipment used by the Nazis, such as a Zyklon B gas canister and a whip. The museum hopes these additional items on display will serve to fill in gaps in Australians' knowledge of Holocaust history and sort of provide a starting point for talking about and understanding experiences of deportation, dispossession and murder by state bodies.
Shane, I visited the museum at Auschwitz-Birkenau, and when you talk about 3 million, I mean, you can't comprehend the number, 3 million victims that were killed in Auschwitz. But when you see, and you go to the museum there, and you see the mountains of suitcases, it's not just 12, it's mountains there in the museum, mountains of glasses and toothbrushes and shoes. By the way, all the shoes were torn apart because the Nazis were looking at every single shoe to make sure no money was hidden or diamonds or whatever in the shoes. And then you can really comprehend the scale of the murder. It's very sad because every suitcase belonged to somebody that carried it to the death camp. It is an opportunity for Sydney-siders to see it for themselves. Shane, before I let you go, we're talking about the Holocaust. I wanted to mention the Kristallnacht commemorations. We're talking about 81 years later, there were commemorations in Melbourne and in Sydney.
Yeah, they happened last week, and there was more than 300 people at each of the services. In both of them, the guest speaker was Dr. Stephen Smith, who is CEO of the USC Shoah Foundation. That's the foundation that was established by film director Steven Spielberg. He spoke about his work at the foundation, interviewing, recording testimonies of so many victims of the Holocaust and also other genocides. The foundation has recorded some 55,000 film testimonies. A special presentation and tribute was made by Jewish Holocaust Center President Jane Josem in honor of the late Shmuel Rosenkrantz, whose heart-wrenching account of surviving the Nazi Kristallnacht pogrom on November 9 and 10, 1938.
Shane Ziatnik, senior journalist, The Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much. Have a great week. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.